cast iron things, I guess you'd call it. I got two of them right here.
Oh, that's interesting. What about the ones that had little legs on them? Did you know that?
Yeah, those are the kind that you would, that were put in the fireplaces, mm-hmm. that oftentimes hung on a spigot into the fireplaces.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned that this cauldron or this kettle that they would wash the clothes in would be used
That's
for...
a big one.
Yeah, would it be used for any other different things?
That was used only for boiling clothes.
Would it be used for boiling potatoes?
No, I've never heard of it. The potatoes were boiled, especially if you made them... They might use large containers to boil... potatoes and fry, and cook roasts and things of that kind. If you were feeding a delegation or a convention or a large group after church on Sundays where they used to meet after picnics, mm-hmm. you know.
That's nice.
They used to meet out there for picnics at church on Sundays outside of the city. They do that in the city.
I was wondering, when they met out there for picnics, did they ever set the tables up on a certain structure? It was shaped, an A-shaped structure. It was like a...
I couldn't remember because I've never been to those kind of conventions. I never did these kind of things, so I can't tell you one thing about them, son.
Okay.
I know nothing about those kind of things.
Okay. What are the... if you'd mention just the eating utensils that are used, that are set at the plate when you're setting up for dinner.
Well, there's your knife, there's your fork, and there's your spoon. There's your rice teaspoon, and there's your salad fork. And then, oftentimes, there's the long dessert spoon. And then, of course, there are several different kind of forks. There's a pickle fork, there's a cold meat fork, and there's a sugar shell, there's a butter knife. Sometimes they have individual butter knives. There's steak knives. Is that what you want?
Yes. Right, very good. After you wash the dishes, and you've already put them in the soap and all, and then you take them, what would you do with them after they've been soaped up?
After you have washed your dishes, you drain them. You pour hot water over them and you drain them.
And what would you call pouring hot water or clear water over them?
I think that is called... rinsing.
Yes. And the singular of that is what?
You did rinse them. You are rinsing them.
Uh-huh.
Or you will rinse them.
And if I am doing... Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
I'm rinsing.
Right.
This is singular. I'm rinsing. Now it's singular. This is the present tone. I'm rinsing. I have rinsed. I will rinse them later on. Is that what you're trying
yes.
to get me to
say? Let's say, okay, and she washes the dishes, then, and,
She rinses the dishes.
Okay, right. Okay, very
and
good.
After she rinses the dishes, she dries the dishes.
Mm-hmm. And when she dries the dishes, what do you call the cloth or rag that she...
She uses a dish towel. She uses a dish cloth to wash the dishes, or some of them use mops, little mop, and she uses a dish towel to dry the dishes.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
That's a washcloth.
Mm-hmm. And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Well, I use a towel. I don't know what anybody else uses.
Very good. One last one. What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink? You know, go up there and you turn on something. What is that called?
It's a faucet or a spigot.
When it gets so cold at night, the pipes what sometimes?
They freeze.
And then if they freeze
they
so
break.
Much, they break. Okay, and if I take a balloon and I take a pin, I...
You burst the balloon.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.